If you own a home, then you want to make sure you are protected in case of any emergency. Illinois' tornado season is typically from March to May, but as we've seen in recent years, some of our most destructive episodes happened at the end of February. Tornadoes also pop up in the fall on occasion as well. When a tornado touches the ground, almost everything in its path is gone. The Leap Day tornado in 2012 touched down just before dawn, with Harrisburg receiving the most damage. At full strength, it developed into an EF4 tornado, 275 yards wide, and reached wind speeds of up to 180 miles per hour. Many houses, apartments, and businesses were leveled that morning, leaving residents without a place to live. Once the debris is gone, the rebuilding begins, and that is why it's important to know what kind and how much insurance coverage you need. But how do you make sure you're protected? I sat down with local insurance agent Ken Trimble from Country Financial in Jonesboro.
The best way is honestly to meet with your agent every year, go over everything, go over any changes you might have made, sit down and have a conversation, actually think, what would it take for me to actually replace this?
But first, it's important to understand what kind of coverage you need. There are two main categories to pay attention to: dwelling and personal property.
So dwelling is going to cover your actual dwelling, like the house that you actually live in. Personal property is going to cover the stuff that you fill your house with: your couches, your clothes, your TVs, your silverware, every single thing that you'll go out and buy, most like things you receive for Christmas, every single thing of that sort. Whereas your dwelling coverage is literally covering the components it takes to make a house.
On the policy, there's a different amount of coverage for each category. But Trimble says when it comes to your personal property, sometimes that might not be enough.
Well, jewelry, anything above $2,500 per piece of jewelry. So a lot of times your wedding rings and your more finer pieces of jewelry, you're going to make sure you schedule those onto your policy.
Some of the more expensive items might require you to schedule them or add them onto the policy because the standard amount of coverage is less than the amount you purchased it for. Trimble says for most of his clients, the standard per item of jewelry is $2,500 per piece. However, a lot of diamond rings will cost more than that to replace it.
When you schedule it, you bring us in basically a receipt from when you purchase it or an appraisal. Okay, if it's an older ring, it's going to have to be an appraisal. Firearms and related firearms equipment, $2,500. Electronics and such, $5,000. Recreational vehicles are at $500, which that's not going to replace most of your recreational vehicles.
But how do you account for everything in your home after a disaster? You have to make a list, a very long list. But there are some options.
You basically get several like sheets of paper and you have to go through and list everything in your house. You may think, oh, that's nothing, but when you actually sit down and you don't have everything and trying to think of every little knickknack that you own that you're trying to replace, it's a little more difficult.
Trimble has a suggestion to make this task a little easier.
What I tell my clients they can do is like take a camera, take a video camera, some sort of video, go through every room, every drawer, you know, and pull it out, tape it, and just take a quick video of everything you have. And then what I tell them that I can do is they can either put it in a lockbox or I can keep it in their file here. So if something happens, we can plug it in and they can go through pretty easily and write down everything they had.
Once you've accounted for the inside, it's important to go outside too. Trimble says there's a difference between the cost of a house and the cost of building a house.
You know, we have clients that come in and say, well, I only paid $65,000 for the house. I only want $65,000 worth of insurance, which that's fine. We can do that. But what they need to understand is that that house, while it may only cost $65,000 to replace the house, is going to cost a good deal more.
That means you shouldn't be shocked when you look at your policy and the amount for the dwelling is more than what you paid for your house. We know what it costs to rebuild, but there's options for covering what type of damage you will be covered for. You can choose to cover specific types of damage you think you might be vulnerable to depending on the location of your house. This can be referred to as broad-formed, name perils, open perils, or something similar. For a little more, you can choose to cover everything typically called all perils or all risk, which has some benefits.
We have broad form and then we have all perils. Every company, you know, labels them differently. The biggest difference and issue I've seen between the two are with broad form. The main thing that's not covered is a lot of times you'll have these straight line winds that will come in and they'll get underneath your shingles and lift your shingles up. That rain will come in, get underneath the shingle, shingle goes back down, and then you have water damage to the interior of your house. While the damage to your roof would be covered, the water damage inside is not. Whereas if you do the all perils on the dwelling, that would be covered.
Let's say a tornado wiped out your house and it's time to rebuild. This is where things can get tricky. There's replacement cost and market value. Market value is what the house would cost if it were for sale on the market. Replacement cost is how much it would cost to rebuild the house.
The way it would work with our company is if you build the exact same house in the exact same spot, that's how you would get your full replacement. Now, if you were to go buy another house, you would receive just the actual cash value, which is the total cost to rebuild, and then they depreciate it based upon the age and the shape that it's in. They would depreciate it down, and that's the amount of money you would get. The only way you get the full replacement value is if you actually rebuild the exact house in the exact spot.
Trimble says he has a preference that works best for everyone involved.
I generally don't write broad form. I generally just write the all perils, just because whenever it does happen, it's a complete mess. If you don't have it, and it ends up with very upset people.
Once it's time to rebuild, and you decide you want to change locations of your house, Trimble says there's something you should keep in mind.
If you decide to build in another place, you can do that, and they'll pay for to build the same house in another location. However, they do not cover like the purchase of the property, like the land. That's not covered. They will not give you money towards that.
While your house is being rebuilt, you and your family also need a place to stay. That's called additional living expenses, which is something you want to make sure you have.
With our policies, it's 20%. It's built into the policy. I think that's industry standard. Basically, the additional living expenses, what that covers is, so while your house is uninhabitable, you can't live there, that's basically the money they use to pay to put you up and, you know, feed you and make it so you can live, obviously, and have some sort of like quality of life while your like life's being put back together over here.
That's a lot of options and information to digest. That's why Trimble suggests meeting with your agent yearly to make sure you're covered in case of any emergency. For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords.